St Mary's Abbey in York was Benedictine, which means that it was run according to the rules laid down by St Benedict. It was run by the abbot, assisted by a prior. There were typically between 40 and 60 monks living in St Mary's, plus up to 50 scholars, boys who attended the Minster School. In the daytime, there'd be many other people regularly on the site, more servants, craftsmen, and tradesmen, as well as other boys from poorer families who attended classes within the abbey. After spending 30 years on the run, Ronnie Biggs became one of the world's most famous fugitives. Born Ronald Arthur Biggs on August the 8th, 1929, he was a member of the gang that stole roughly £5 million from an English mail train in 1963, an incident later nicknamed the Great Train Robbery. He played only a small role in the heist, but his flight from justice made him a legendary criminal. For more than 100 years, Toshiba has been focusing on building a better future. A future where technology is used to power progress, improve business outcomes, and create a better quality of life. A future committed to exploring new and innovative territory every day. A future built on a simple philosophy. We listen to our customers and invent what they need. A global company of over 200,000 employees, we live our company philosophy. This enables our customers to do better business together. 70 years on, the grand plan behind Operation Overlord still seems hugely ambitious. On the night before the invasion, General Dwight D. Eisenhower scribbled a statement that should D-Day fail, he was ready to take the blame. Eisenhower hoped he would outwit the enemy. His invasion force would not attack France at the point closest to England. Instead, over 5,000 vessels would journey an extra 10 hours to hit a stretch of open beach further down the French coast.